news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Wednesday marks 1 week since Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have been in office, and 3 weeks since the insurrection in which rabid Trump supporters stormed the Capitol, some chanting, "Hang Pence," others looking for members of Congress, including Speaker Pelosi, AOC, and others. Well, on Tuesday, members of Congress, whose lives were most definitely in peril, got a briefing from law enforcement about its level of preparation, or lack thereof, ahead of the insurrection. Several lawmakers noted that the lack of planning came despite lots of evidence before the fact that violence and security threats were a very real possibility. Former Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy told the same House panel that the National Guard only planned to deal with traffic that day with, quote, no contingency in place if tensions escalated. U.S. Capitol Police officers are debating whether to hold a no-confidence vote targeting department leaders who were working that day. The acting chief of the Capitol Police, Yogananda Pittman, apologized during a closed-door briefing to Congress on Tuesday for, quote, our failings during the riot at the Capitol that left 5 people dead. Quote, on January 6th, in the face of a terrorist attack by tens of thousands of insurrectionists determined to stop the certification of Electoral College votes, the department failed to meet its own high standards, as well as yours, Pittman said. I am here to offer my sincerest apologies on behalf of the department, continued, saying that the Capitol Police should have been more prepared for this attack, as we knew that there was a strong potential for violence and that Congress was the target. Pittman, who was not serving as acting chief when the attack occurred, also praised Capitol Police officers who, quote, performed valiantly as heroes. But even after that, 45 of the 50 Republicans in the Senate voted in favor Tuesday of a proposal introduced by Rand Paul to dismiss the new impeachment trial against Trump as unconstitutional. The 55-45 vote cleared the way for the second impeachment trial to begin in February, but with the support of only 5 Republicans, it falls short of the 17 Republicans the Democrats need in order to come up with the 67 votes necessary to convict Trump. One curious yes vote was cast by now Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Following the attack, McConnell was unequivocal in placing the blame where it's due.
The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people.
He seemed to be signaling that it was safe for Republicans to contemplate convicting Trump. So a window opened for the Republican Party to rid itself of the former president. Well, on Tuesday, when Rand Paul forced a vote on whether the trial was legitimate, McConnell voted with all but 5 of his Republican colleagues in favor of Paul's objection, declaring that the trial was unconstitutional. If you're wondering why the wishy-washiness, well, one, it's Mitch McConnell, but two, a new Politico Morning Consult poll shows that over half of Republican voters, 56%, believe that Trump should either probably or definitely run for president again in 2024. And just over a third of Republican voters, 36%, think he probably or definitely should not. And although we reported yesterday that Mitch McConnell had dropped his demand that Democrats commit to leaving the legislative filibuster intact as part of a must-pass organizing resolution, he's still playing his usual obstructionist games. In a floor speech Tuesday, he threatened, quote, destroying the filibuster would drain comity and consent from this body to a degree that would be unparalleled in living memory. Taking that plunge would not be some progressive dream. It would be a nightmare. I guarantee it. End quote. And then he went on to explain that Republicans could obstruct Senate business by denying a quorum and putting up other such procedural roadblocks. Many Democrats responded to McConnell's threats by pointing to his refusal to allow a vote on former President Barack Obama's Supreme Court nominee, Merrick Garland, and his subsequent elimination of the judicial filibuster in order to confirm right-wing Justice Neil Gorsuch in April of 2017 and clear the way for later confirmation of two more Trump High Court nominees. Journalist Ari Berman of Mother Jones said it is, quote, truly maddening to hear Mitch McConnell warn of nightmare if Dems abolish filibuster when he already killed it to put three Trump justices on the Supreme Court and confirmed Amy Coney Barrett 8 days before an election. Touche. Oh, no. CPAC appears to be in trouble. Sponsors are dropping out, speakers canceling, and the usual attendees are thinking about not going this year. It's usually held in D.C., but for 2021, CPAC was moved to Florida. That's right, to be closer to Donald Trump. Well, and also because Florida Governor Moron death sentence because of Florida's lack of COVID restrictions scheduled for February 25th through 28th, but the prospects of it happening seem to dwindle day to day. Outrage is growing over at least one freshman Republican in the House of Representatives. QAnon supporter Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was somehow elected to Congress from Georgia's 14th, frequently posted extremist and debunked conspiracy theories on social media. Past statements are now coming back to haunt her, including the baseless QAnon conspiracy which casts former President Donald Trump in an imagined battle against a sinister cabal of Democrats and celebrities who abuse children. In one post from January of 2019, Green liked a comment that said, quote, a bullet to the head would be quicker to remove House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. In other posts, Green liked comments about executing FBI agents who, in her eyes, were part of the deep state working against Trump. Regarding the insurrection at the Capitol 3 weeks ago, she tweeted, quote, I fully condemn all violence. The Antifa BLM terrorism funded on Act Blue rests with Democrat accomplices like at Cori Bush, at Ilhan, at Kamala Harris, at AOC, at Tim Kaine, and many more. Those who stoke insurrection and spread conspiracies have blood on their hands. They must be expelled. That's what I mean when I talk about opposite world, just in case you were wondering. Speaking of opposite world, it's in full swing in states around the country. For instance, the Arizona Republican Party has doubled down on its support for the twice impeached, disgraced former president by reiterating its support of him as party leader and censuring Republican Governor Ducey for certifying the legitimate election results and also censuring former Senator Jeff Flake and Cindy McCain for endorsing Biden. Their efforts appear to be paying off in one sense. The Arizona Secretary of State's office says 9,944 registered Republicans, that's almost 10,000 of them, have officially switched their party registration since the U.S. Capitol riots. Way to go. The Senate on Tuesday voted to confirm Anthony Blinken as the next Secretary of State. Blinken, a longtime advisor to President Biden, was approved by a 78-22 vote. He's indicated he will move to undo many policies put into effect under Trump, especially those focused on his America First approach. Blinken has signaled he'll rejoin global alliances, eventually including an effort to limit Iran's nuclear program. He also promised a tougher approach to Russia's cyber attacks and election interference. President Joe Biden is still working to try to get a handle on the COVID crisis that was just escalated by the inaction of the Trump administration. In a speech on Tuesday, Biden announced that he has ordered another 200 million coronavirus vaccine doses from Pfizer and Moderna. That adds on to the 400 million doses already ordered. So he said the U.S. should have enough vaccine to inoculate every American who wants one by the end of the summer.
That increases the total vaccine order in the United States by 50%, from 400 million ordered to 600 million. This is enough vaccine to fully vaccinate 300 million Americans by end of the summer, the beginning of the fall.
Federal health officials on Tuesday called for returning children to schools as soon as possible, citing a, quote, preponderance of available evidence indicating that coronavirus infections can be prevented in classrooms with strict adherence to mask requirements and social distancing guidelines. President Biden vowed to return children to safe schools as soon as possible. One thing they should do, though, before they return everyone to school, is make sure all teachers and school personnel are able to get vaccinated. Just saying. President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke by phone for the first time since Biden's election on Tuesday. The Kremlin announced that Russia and the United States agreed to extend the New START nuclear arms control treaty, though the White House didn't immediately confirm the deal. The White House said Biden raised several matters of concern, including the SolarWinds hack, Russia allegedly placing bounties on American troops in Afghanistan, election interference, and the poisoning and arrest of opposition leader Alexei Navalny, a stark difference from the conversations the Russian leader had with the former president of the United States. It seems like every day we cross a new milestone, and now more than 100 million people have been infected with the coronavirus worldwide, and more than 2 million have died. Experts say those reported figures are probably much higher in reality. The UK, which just crossed the threshold of 100,000 deaths, now leads the world in the number of deaths proportionate to population. In the US, January has already become the deadliest coronavirus month yet, with more than 79,000 reported deaths. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.